Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
The truth is out there, or is it? Let's go in depth with C.D. Adamson, professor of theater at Central College, and the cast of Doubt, A Parable, Kay Ann Laux, Meredith Ackerman, and Angel Del Rio. Well, congratulations, C.D. Central College is still doing a play, even in COVID-19. Congratulations. I think that's really cool.
Thank you. Yeah, we were supposed to do Crimes of the Heart this year. But it has a bigger cast, and it's about a family and sisters, and they're hugging and kissing on each other, so we decided not to do that one. But when the school gave us the go-ahead to do a show this fall, I decided on Doubt because it's, one, it's a brilliant play, but also it only has four people in it. So they're socially distanced on stage, and for the rehearsals we've been wearing masks and all of that. So. It's been a good experience. And each of them have an understudy, too, so we got a little more acting opportunities for some of our students as well as just these four.
And the understudies get a time to perform, too?
Yes, they will perform on the 11th of October at 2 o'clock. It's the matinee show.
And if we sound strange, everybody that's listening, it's because we're keeping at least 6 feet away. We're all wearing masks. We're all doing what we're supposed to be doing. That's actually a rule on Central's campus, right?
Yeah, sure is.
So we're going by that. Well, tell us about Doubt.
Well, Doubt is a 2005 Tony and Pulitzer winning play. It was also made into a movie with Meryl Streep and Philip Seymour Hoffman. And Amy Adams and I'm forgetting the other actress. But anyway, it's a story of a nun who accuses a priest of molesting a young boy, but she doesn't have any proof of it. And so she's trying to get him off the campus. It's a Catholic school. And so, and the kind of nice thing about this play is it never answers the question of whether he did it or not. The audience has to kind of make up their own mind.
We have to make up our own mind based upon the evidence that you present and also the personalities of the people.
Right, exactly.
So we read into the personalities whether we think that they might be, he might be guilty.
Right, yeah.
By how he acts.
Exactly. And the circumstances of the play itself. And you can go either way with it. And people see it and they argue whether he's guilty or innocent and all that. So it's a very thought-provoking and conversation-starting type play.
And why is it a parable? So this is a Doubt, a parable.
It's the parables in the Bible. It's a story of this is based on real people. I mean, but this obviously has happened in the Catholic Church.
Okay, and a parable, in the sense of it being a story we're supposed to learn from and interpret.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with C.D. Adamson, professor of theater at Central College, and the cast of Doubt, A Parable, Kay Ann Laux, Meredith Ackerman, and Angel Del Rio. Is there a big set, lots of lighting?
No, well, we do have a lot of lighting. The set is kind of a unit set, and Kay Ann actually designed the set, it's hinting at the different places. So we have a garden, we have the principal's office, we have the pulpit in the church, and then a gymnasium, but it's all on one set. And so it's just indicated by the lights and the different areas that they're in.
Okay, Anne, what was it like designing the set? I mean, by just using lights, anything else? I assume there's props and set furniture and stuff.
Yes, so I was given about a week to design the whole thing, and I read through the script a few times just to make sure I was getting all the necessities, talking with my director and fellow design team often to make sure I was doing everything right and including everything that was wanted to be included while still inputting my own ideas. There's a sense of uncertainty in this play because you don't know who to believe. You don't know if you should believe the nun who has her certainty as her guide, or you should believe the priest who thinks love should conquer all. So it's constantly a teeter-totter between who do you believe? Do you believe their evidence or lack thereof? So I wanted to make that prevalent through the set itself. So the principal's office is set at a rake, which means that it's at a slight incline with boards projecting out towards the other areas of the stage, like the garden, which has a path that isn't straight. It isn't uniform in its sizing as it curves around the set. And the pulpit itself is set up high, so to allude to his feeling of superiority or otherwise.
Well, I'm thinking he's guilty already.
Well, there's doubt. There really is doubt.
All right, and who do you play?
I play Sister Aloysius, the nun that accuses the priest.
Do you think he's guilty?
Am I allowed to answer that? Yes, I do.
All right.
100%.
Meredith, who do you play?
I play Sister James, the school teacher of the boy in question.
Okay, the school teacher of the boy. That's an interesting position to be in. How old's the boy?
12.
And so you're on his side right away, right? Or maybe you know more about the boy than I do.
I'm more hesitant to believe that anything bad could happen. I want to believe that there's good in everyone, and then there's no way that the priest could have done something.
So now I see the tension building and the doubt building. See, I was going one way, now I'm going another. And so how did you, fill this role? Did you see other performances, or just all in your head, or how did you think about getting ready for this?
I put myself in the shoes of if I were a nun working in a school with young children that grew up in a kind of naive format with her life. She wasn't really exposed to much. So she wants to believe that everything's fine all the time and that nothing bad could be happening. She's closing out the bad things. So I focused on that and how I would react if I were her.
Yeah, because sometimes if you just act like nothing's happening, everything's going to be fine.
Exactly.
Right.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with C.D. Adamson, professor of theater at Central College, and the cast of Doubt, A Parable, Kay Ann Laux, Meredith Ackerman, and Angel Del Rio. And Angel, what role are you performing? I'm guessing a priest.
Yes, I play Father Flynn, so.
Father Flynn.
Yeah.
How did you decide how to play him?
I felt the playwright did a really good job of writing out the character and what he says and the actions that he does throughout the play. So it was kind of not, for lack of better words, it was kind of natural to kind of go into being a charismatic, but also kind of manipulative in a way of the way he words things and what he says, so.
Well, this has to be, the acting role, maybe not of a lifetime, but a big role, because if you, we were used to interpreting others' tone of voice, our how we're using our hands, and just a little difference, you can tip us in the audience one way or another, right?
Right, and yeah.
That's quite a powerful position to be in a play.
Yeah, it's, definitely a little scary because you do have to kind of figure out who it is that you are and whether or not you believe in what it is that you've done or you haven't done. So on stage, I have to portray what I believe.
Well, it's not just what you believe, right? But it's what you know. Do you know?
No.
You don't know.
Right, right.
So you don't know either. Have you decided whether... Well, we're not going to tell everybody, but have you decided whether you're guilty or not?
Yes, I have decided that.
You have decided. So are you playing to that or against it to try to confuse people?
I would say I play against it.
So you play against what you think is happening. This is multidimensional, very, very interesting. When is the play again, CD?
Yes, we open October 7th and run through the 11th at 7 o'clock here in the Krudner Theater. And just so the audience knows, we're only allowing half capacity in the theater. So we usually seat 160, and we're only going to allow 80. And they also have to wear masks. The audience will also be physically distanced, so the ushers are going to seat people in their groups, whether they come with a friend or family or whatever, and then make sure they're at least 6 feet from other people within the theater itself.
So that's going to add a whole nother dimension to our viewing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But a lot of us are used to masks by now. We're used to socially distancing.
Right.
Yeah. And then actually in the theater, being socially distanced lets you stretch your legs out a little bit.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
We left our theater set up from the musical last spring, which we had additional seats, and we're just leaving those in there purposely so we can have more spread out audience.
How are you changed after this?
How am I changed?
Yeah, how are you changed? What did you learn? Are you at least a little bit of a different person now after doing this?
Putting myself into the role of Sister Aloysius really put my own person into perspective. It made me reevaluate myself and how I go about following my certainty in situations. There's a line that, is it you or you that says it? How a poisoned mind. I thought it was you, but I thought you mentioned something too. What exactly? Come tell me. Tell me what it is.
Do you want to do a little bit?
Oh. Because you're talking. He's
talking to me.
Yes.
Why don't you come and do it?
Oh.
Is that all right?
Yep. Let's start with I wish I knew nothing.
I wish I knew nothing whatever about it. I wish the idea had never entered my mind.
How did it enter your mind?
Sister Aloysius.
I feel as if my reputation has been damaged through no fault of my own. But I'm reluctant to take the steps necessary to repair it for fear of doing further harm. It's frustrating, I can tell you that.
Is it true?
What?
You know what I'm asking.
No, it's not true.
Well, I don't know what to believe.
How can you take sides against me?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. I've done nothing. There's no substance to any of this. The most innocent actions can appear sinister to the poisoned mind. I had to throw that poor boy off the altar. He's devastated. The only reason I haven't gone to the Monsignor is I don't want to tear apart the school. Sister Aloysius would most certainly lose her position as principal if I made her accusations known, since they're baseless. You might lose your place as well.
Are you threatening me?
Wow. And Sister Aloysius, how did that change you?
It's like realizing that if you already have an idea in your mind, everything you see will have that tainted over it. So if somebody doesn't say hello to you or they don't look at you when you're passing them, if you think, oh, they're mad at me, you will interpret that reaction as, oh, that's just proving that they're mad at me, when in reality they didn't see you. So they didn't have a reaction to you because you weren't existing for them at that time. So it's little things like that I've now put into perspective in both like my friendships, my relationships, that kind of thing.
Wow. How about you, Meredith and Angel?
I've definitely noticed the power in finding love to be a strengthening source, and both could possibly be an illusion of some sort. If you go into everything thinking that it's okay, and that everything is fine and that everything has no faults, then you'll have a warped vision of what you're looking at. And you need to be able to see both sides of things.
Wow. All right.
I think through this character, I've been learning how to say things more matter-of-factly, I think, rather than having that doubt. I feel like the character a lot of the times wants to say things very directly, and you know, I do say the word manipulative, but I don't mean it in the sense of a little bit of manipulating others, but a lot of the times manipulating the words that I'm saying of other people as well, but of figuring out how to say things like correctly in a way that's fluent and for other people to really understand. So just learning how to do that.
Well, okay, very good. And when and where is it again, CD?
Yes, so we went October 7th through the 11th. October 7th through the 10th is at 7 p.m., and October 11th is at 2 p.m. in the Krugner Theater. You can get tickets at events.central.edu, and they're actually on sale now, so go online and get them.
And how have you changed? What have you learned?
I think probably the biggest thing is that learning from watching them, because I've seen this done many, many, many times, and also seen the movie a couple of times. And so I think I take something different away from it every time I see it. So I've gone from believing he did it to not believing he did it. And so I think it's taught me that, you know, I can't be 100% certain on everything. So.
Right, and so how are they doing with it?
Good. They're doing really well.
Good. Yeah. Yes.
No, I've been very impressed with this cast that they've. Of course, they say too, for a director, you cast it well, your job's 80% done. You know, so.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So. Not that there aren't notes and stuff, but yeah.
Oh yeah. No.
Yeah.
Thanks to C.D. Adamson, K.N. Laux, Meredith Ackerman, and Angel Del Rio for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.